This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie Bono in the house.
Albano's here.
Albie's here.
Just me and thank you. Nobody says that. Nobody does.
Albie's here.
I am here. I am here. And I am happy to be here.
Same.
With Urbano. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. I can't see.
We look, guys, you didn't see it, but we looked deeply into each other's eyes as Urbano sang that.
Yes.
I regret nothing.
Same.
We've got a very busy show for you guys today. We have so many questions, so much happening. Bono, any quick updates in your life real quick?
No.
You know what? Everybody did ask. We got Candace's perspective. Okay. What did you think finally meeting Candace?
I love Candace. I told her, I said, with her brain and my brawn, my body, we are unstoppable. Mm.
She's, you guys on the, we've discussed it. You guys doing the same show. We were trying to. They were way too drunk the entire time they were here.
Yeah.
And Lauren especially was, a gerbil of terror. Like, she was a terror gerbil. I don't know why I'm saying gerbil.
That.
Maybe like a groundhog of sorts. I don't know why. You know, I'm trying to make something. She was a boulder of problems.
Just drilling into someone's asshole. Isn't that what gerbils do?
I mean, they do now, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how you use
gerbils. Wasn't that the 80s rumor about, sorry.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Over your age group.
Maybe a little bit. A little bit. You've been getting I've been talking to a lot of people about how I feel like I'm getting old in the face, and you and I together, I feel like we've been getting a lot of backhanded compliments regarding our looks and our age.
Yes.
But you had one in particular that stung you very badly. You want
to? I did.
Go ahead. Tell the community.
There's a karma train involved. I was joking with a guest who's been staying here, kind of teasing him, and I said, you know, I'm going to introduce you as my grandfather's younger brother. Like teasing him, and he was like, you know, I'm not that much older than you. But it was a joke, and I thought I was being funny. And then I was at the gym recently talking to somebody, and I said something, and I was like, well, how old are you? And he said, 27. And I said, oh, wow. He said, how old are you? I said, 49. He was like, wow, you look great. And I said, oh, thank you. And he's like, wow, my dad's 55. And I said, oh. And he's like, you're like my uncle's age. And I was like, oh. And he was like, yeah, but you look so much better than my uncles. And I was like, wow, thanks. And I walked away like completely like, yeah, I probably am your uncle's age.
Well, first of all, okay. But no, there was another one too. What was it? There was a guy that was like, oh, hey, like, you know, I'm trying to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, so some guy was like, oh, my friend wants to meet you. He thinks you're cute. So said friend comes over and I said, oh, I'm trying to be witty and funny, and I say, oh, so you think I'm cute? He's like, yeah, I like older, handsome, sexy men. And I was like, thanks.
And was that a turnoff for you?
But the fact that older was first, it wasn't just like I like sexy men or handsome men or distinguished. Mm. It was older.
Yeah.
No, sorry, it was old. I like, yeah, he said, I
older
like.
Older is one thing.
No,
old.
He's like, I like old, sexy men. And I was like, oh.
No,
okay.
That's not good. I don't
yeah,
like that.
Well, when you're in your early 20s, I am old.
Well, if you say older, that's not that big
no,
of a deal.
No, you kind of said old.
That's no good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. That's what I get.
We're getting into it. Dear Albie and crew, I wrote in before about a flirtationship I was having.
My new favorite word, actually, is flirtationship.
You've been on that for a while.
I've used it. Yeah,
you've been
on
that flirtationship train.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a new guy situation I'm hoping to get some advice on. A few months ago, one of my best friends set me up with a friend of hers. Let's call him Ben. Ben and I went on a couple of dates, and he was super nice, but I didn't feel that spark. I was going through some personal challenges at the time, and since we went out, I have started a new job, moved back to my hometown, and a much happier place in life. Last week, I was talking to his best friend about a trip she went on with a couple of our mutual friends, and Ben was on the same trip. She said all my friends loved him and kept asking why we were not dating and asking how they could get us together. My best friend told me Ben also moved, and he actually lives closer to me now than when we originally went out. I saw my friends this weekend, and Ben came up in conversation again. My friends say I can be too critical and go for unavailable men, hence the flirtationships. And I'm starting to wonder, if I didn't give Ben a fair chance, should I reach out to him or should I keep that door closed? Wendy, fake name, please don't use my real name. Well, look, is Wendy the fake name? And I'm supposed to make up a fake name?
Too late now, Wendy.
Now you live with Wendy. Anyway, go ahead. What do we think about Ben?
I mean, it depends. There was no spark, but sometimes, you know, give it another chance. Give it another go. What's the worst that can happen? And I don't know. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Like, he could be a great guy and you could be friends. It doesn't mean you have to date.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes the friends pushing you on people thing is like, it can be good, but I could also see how it gets annoying.
Yeah.
Because especially, too, sometimes it feels like it's being rubbed in the face. If all your friends are all like, everyone's good, everyone's happy, you're like, oh, you need someone, too. It's like, yo, you know what? I'm good. I'm fine.
Yeah, Wendy. And if he's not sparking your, just say, it's okay. Not everyone is going to be your cup of tea.
Yeah, but you could be in a mood. If you went on one date and you didn't feel a quote-unquote spark, I mean, okay. You know what I mean? Like this is, everything is not.
I don't care what's going on in my life. Mm-hmm. If I look at you and you're hot and I get that tingle in my grundle, it's going. And if I don't get the tingle, it's okay.
Is it the grundle where you get the tingle?
That's where I get the tingle.
Like, wow.
At the pit of our, at the pit of your most vulnerable, what is it, the taint?
I mean, I suppose, you know, because it depends on who you're asking. You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of
When I envision spark, that's where I think.
I don't think I feel anything there.
You know?
No.
That's like that pulsing, like when you ejaculate, it comes from that area, that pulse.
I don't think it does.
No?
I think we have different
sensations. Is it higher up?
I don't know. Am I broken?
No.
Am I
Al's Grundle's broke. I think TMZ.
I think that's what we're gonna name the episode. Al's Grundle's broke. I don't think I have that.
Oh, no, you have it.
No,
it's
I don't think I ever.
You're like, oh, that's what it is.
I don't think I ever felt anything there.
It's like you're holding in your pee almost, but it's a tingle and it's not.
Nah, I'll pay attention though.
Yeah, pay attention.
I'll pay attention more.
Yeah,
but I feel like that's not. You know, let's say Wendy gets the grundle spark. Okay,
from Ben,
and she was she.
But Ben's
went,
not a sexy name.
She would have went with something like, she would have went with like a Rico or something like that. If she was like handsome and all that other shit, she would have went with that.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have rolled an R.
Yeah.
You barely gave us any, you gave him one vowel for Christ's sake.
Not even. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, she's clearly not, like when you call somebody Ben.
Ben, it's bland. Yeah.
You know what's funny? As I was reading that question, I was like, I wonder how people come up with the name.
Yeah.
The most famous Ben is a rat from a song, really.
Facts.
You know?
Yeah.
MJ.
Yeah.
Is that the most famous Ben?
Maybe.
Little Ben Franklin.
Yeah. Probably.
I think he's a top five Ben, though, the mouse.
Ben. Yeah.
But that's not a name that you're going to give. You don't say, I dub thee Ben. You know what I mean?
Let's
when you're an exciting person.
Yeah, no.
So Ben is a, we call him Sparkless Ben.
Sparkless Ben.
Your friends liking him, though, I don't think you're way off base when your friends are trying to push you to somebody. If they're all spending time with them and whatever. You know, he's clearly going on the girls trip, I suppose, with everybody else or a bunch of the friends, which is nice. So they,
well, do
they
you want
get
that,
along.
Though? Do you want somebody that's already ensconced in the group? What if it goes bad?
And well, I think you always got to think about that, right?
Wow.
But like, you know, look, I think your friends want what's best for you. Their friends want what's best for them. Like, you know, but at the same time, it's a little bit of a weird dynamic, I guess, depending on where you're getting this advice from.
Plus, you know what, Wendy, I've been reading a lot and what you're going through is like a fresh start. You know, you got a new job, you moved, cut your hair, get some bangs, put some highlights, like low lights, whatever you need to do. And if you want to give the guy another chance, do it. If not, it's okay.
It's very okay also, too, to be by your damn self.
Facts.
But, you know, look, you can go on a couple dates with Sparkless Ben.
Yeah.
You know, ride in that love canoe.
That's it.
So to speak, ride the river of potential like.
Do a little dry hump.
Get how it goes. Get yourself, you know, a dinner or two, a couple glasses of wine. You never know.
You never know.
Maybe in the right situation, he says the right thing. I don't think I can. Can you think of a moment where somebody turned on a dime after something they said or something like that, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm into you out of nowhere?
I'm trying to think. Huh. I'll come back to you. I don't know. You?
I'm thinking about that, too. I don't know. I'll come back to it.
Yeah, I'll come back to it, too.
While we discuss and think about that, though, you know, do you have a wallet?
I do.
Yeah, so I fumble around with my wallet.
Yeah.
I do. I find it awkward.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all do. It's very annoying. You can dig around.
Yeah.
Right? Well, when it's time to pay, why pull out your wallet or open your purse when you probably already have your phone in your hand?
Very true.
We do, glued to us, right? PayPal QR code payments are now accepted at CVS stores nationwide, so it's super easy to make touch-free payments with your phone. Plus, you get $10 cash back on your first purchase of $20 or more, which is very nice. Okay. I mean, CVS, you never go in. When's the last time you went to CVS for one thing and you left with one thing?
You can't. Mm-mm. I buy birthday gifts, and then the next thing you know, it's corn chips. It just starts adding up. Mike and Ike's.
It just starts adding up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you ever run to CVS needing just one thing, but once you're there, you see a bunch of other things you want. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Okay. And now you can indulge and get rewarded with your $10. So CVS now accepts super easy touch-free payments with PayPal and Venmo, and you get $10 cash back on your first in-store QR code payment of $20 or more. I also like that it's very secure because you know why? A lot of creeps out there, Urbano.
True.
A lot of creeps out there trying to take your
oh my God,
your data.
My wallet. That's
your,
it.
Your data. Your data. Okay. Or yeah, you might say God. Data.
Data.
I don't know. Anyway.
Data breach.
Anyway, that's why I personally trust PayPal.
So
to get $10 cash back on your first transaction of $20 or more, just head to your local CVS and pay using your PayPal or Venmo app. That's $10 cash back on your first purchase of $20 or more with PayPal or Venmo app. To see terms and learn more about how earning $10 cash back is possible, go to paypal.com/DearAlby. That's paypal.com/DearAlby. Bono, we're cooking out here.
Let's go.
We cooking.
We are.
Dear Alby, Jules, Candace, and Don, and Urbano.
Okay.
Bono's here. Okay. I'm newly single and broke up with my boyfriend a little over 5 months ago. Long story short, we broke up because it just wasn't working out, and I felt like he had some more growing up to do. He would be sweet at times and then be totally immature at other times, and it would really bother me. I still care a lot about him to this day. Recently, I was at a bar with all my friends, and this guy came up to me and offered to buy me a drink. He seemed okay at first, and then we started talking, and I found out that he was from the same town as my ex, and his sibling even graduated with him. When I brought up my ex and how he lives in the same town, the guy just started talking shit about him to the point where I was getting upset and defensive because I knew this guy clearly didn't know him that well. It was just blatant lies and mean comments, almost as if he was trying to make me feel better for not being with him anymore, but he came off more like a total asshole. I wound up defending my ex and leaving the guy at the bar quite awkwardly. My question now is, should I tell my ex that this kid is talking shit about him? I haven't spoken to him since we broke up, but I know that I would want to know if someone was talking shit and spreading lies about me. Sincerely, Bailey.
Leave it alone, Bailey.
Bailey, a real one, though. She is.
I mean, she stood up for him, which is great, but he doesn't need to know. It's not West Side Story. It's not The Outsiders. It doesn't need to be that dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, look, the dramatics of it, I think it kind of...
The guy could have just been talking shit because he wanted to have sex with her. He wanted to make out with her. And he was trying to ego up this guy like, oh, he's your ex. It's like, you know, I'm going to talk bad about your ex to get in your good graces. And then when she started sticking up for him, it was too late. He already did it.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed very quick to jump into that. You know, that's a, you know, that should be a TV show.
Oh, it's so annoying when
like
men do that.
Like Live PD, right? You remember Live PD?
I do remember Live PD.
I wanted so badly to do a show on... people complaining and freaking out at like a desk.
Okay.
You know? Or like freaking out on the people at the airport kind of thing.
All right.
And this is that kind of show to me. The only thing better than that would be if we could have a Live PD for like really embarrassing pickups.
Okay.
Like this. Okay. That would be so much fun for me. Yeah. I would love to just watch this guy kind of like go in and her like kind of tell him off out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that very, very much.
And then walk away.
It'd be a great, I mean, you know, I guess you could probably, you know, because we're in that kind of an environment all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a COVID thing or whatever. I don't think, I don't think I see people get picked up here. Like one group of strangers meets other group of strangers, a handful of times maybe.
Yeah, I'm not, plus I think I'm just too busy. Like I haven't really had the time to really sit and watch. So I'm not too sure. But I think for Bailey, like, you know, you stuck up for the guy, you're not with him, move on. I don't need to know everyone that says whatever they need to about me. And, you know, you did the right thing by him and you could chalk that up. And if you see him one day, maybe it, you know, comes up eventually. But if you haven't spoken to him for months since you broke up, this is really not a reason to call him. It'd be different if they were still talking and friends, but they're not.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it really depends on, like, you know, what's he saying? And are you worried about, I'll tell you what I would worry about. Does that guy, you know him somehow, whatever, and be like, oh, hey, you know, I ran into so-and-so, and she was talking about you.
Yeah.
That's like with a bad guy in the movie thing. What movie was that? That was Wedding Crashers, I think. Yeah, all of them. But, you know, either way, you're broken up and it's whatever. He doesn't, you know, if you didn't know who the guy was, if it wasn't one of his friends, you're like, hey, you should know this kind of thing, then you're probably better off just kind of keeping it at a distance.
And note to self, like, sometimes you don't need all that kind of, you don't have to share everything right away. Sometimes it's good to get it out of the way, but sometimes, like, this guy could have been hot and it could have been a cute little moment, you know what I mean, that you end up fighting over someone that you're not even with. You know what I mean? And maybe the fact that she's fighting over him and so upset, maybe it does say that, hey, she still does like this guy.
I think it's pretty wild that that somebody still met somebody else by saying, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. That in and of itself is an accomplishment.
Yeah. And did you should have been like, oh, can I buy you a drink to leave? Or buy you a drink the drink. You go?
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. Now kindly leave.
Yeah. Can I get around for my friends too? Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't happen as much.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And I'm still on the person growing on me thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think.
I wonder though, are you more of a ask outer or a get asked out person?
No, if I'm interested, I'll definitely let you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll let you know, like, you know, yo, you know, I tried to tell that guy he couldn't take a picture with you unless he had sex with me. Don't you remember?
Oh, you were serious about that?
Yeah, I was. Didn't work.
No?
No, because you took the picture.
So I don't understand. So I was supposed to wait and get...
You were supposed to say, no, you cannot take a picture with me until after Urbano says you perform sexual acts on each other.
Right. So then I'm supposed to basically take the remnants of
whatever is left, whatever he comes dragging out of the room looking like, that's when you're supposed to take a picture with him.
I would have been like super comfortable in that picture. Can you imagine? I already know the face I would make. It's that emoji, the wide eye emoji with the straight
zipper,
with the straight mouth. That's what it would have been. That's madness. I don't know. Yeah, no, look, I think you kind of leave that alone. You walk away from that type of thing.
Yeah.
And you call it a damn day.
Call it a damn day.
Is yeah. what I think.
It's not worth it, Bailey. You don't know. It's not worth it.
We had a couple big things, too. And she's saying she broke up with a guy 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Also, that's a lot of time to be hitting somebody up to say, hey, somebody's just
talking shit.
That's what
I'm saying. Like, it's not like they're talking. It's been 5 months.
Where do you, though, draw the line of when a friend is talking shit about somebody else that you have to go and tell them?
Normally, if a friend of mine is saying something about someone else, I'll either stop them in that moment and be like, listen, I don't want to go there. I'm not into this. You know, I think this is something you should address with them. And normally when I see them or if we're all together, I'm like, you know, so-and-so said, like, I'm real, you know, I'll put it out there and then let's fight or move on.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, the talking shit aspect of stuff in younger friendships especially is it's up there, you know? Like, that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, but I had an instance where they weren't talking about one another, but they were both hooking up with the same person at the same time.
And what'd you do?
Well, I was at a friend's house on like a Sunday, and this person was with my friend, and we met. And then I was at my other friend's house on like a Tuesday, and the same guy was with my other friend. And I was like,
And so did the guy recognize you?
Yeah, he was like, oh, we never met. I was like, no, we met.
Oh, in front of him?
Yeah, I was like, we met. He was like, we did. I was like, yeah, we met. He was like, a stammering and a stuttering. And then my one friend that he was with on Tuesday, it didn't like, you know.
I didn't register?
No, he didn't care. My one friend on Sunday would have been more hurt. Mm-hmm. So I kind of told him, like, yo, like, what's going on with this guy? Like, how do you feel about it? And then I was like, all right, well, I don't really know. I didn't really say anything. And then when I followed up like a week later or so, he was like, nah, I'm done with him. I said, oh, cool, because he was with the other person when I went to his house. And he was like, oh.
But you always got to worry, like how you, that is some big connotation shit, though. Like, how you drop that kind of news. Like,
yeah,
it's
can't
big.
Be all like hunky dory. Yeah, no. Because
I feel like your friend always looks at, like, they blame you partially for it somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
That there's an insecurity that comes with dropping some news like that where somebody's like, you know, that is a shoot the messenger
type
of news that you got to watch. You know what I'm saying? But, you know where you don't have problems like that?
Where?
Urbano?
Tell me.
We're going to cook right now. You know where you don't have to worry?
No.
One situation you don't have to worry at all? Well, with HelloFresh.
Oh. I love HelloFresh.
You get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count HelloFresh to make home cooking easy and fun and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Fall is busy. Oh, Jesus. Fall is busy. We're going to get into Fall. Wow. Fall in a second, though. We're going to have to bring that up. Fall is busy, but HelloFresh recipes save you time you'd otherwise spend meal planning, shopping, and chopping. So you can get back to what matters. HelloFresh's family-friendly menu. It's a big win for back to school season with easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, from vegetarian meals to calorie-smart choices to extra-special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. You know what I like to say?
What?
To me, HelloFresh... Have you, you ate it when I, because I got a shift to the last one, I got a shift to the audience.
Yeah.
And last time they came down, I actually brought the stuff here with Pete in the back. We were cooking. We were enjoying it. It's all very, just everything about it.
So easy.
It's just so wonderful. So go to HelloFresh.com/DearAlbie14 and use code DearAlbie14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping.
Oh, snap.
That's HelloFresh.com/DearAlbie14 and use code DearAlbie14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping.
Let's go.
We getting after it today, Urbano.
We are.
I made mention to him, Urbano, that wasn't your first time meeting Fal, was it?
No. I love Fal.
That was a very intense Fal, though.
That was good Fal. Fal needed it, though. It was a very warranted, like, release.
I don't remember much after crowd surfing. I remember saying I want to crowd surf.
But why should you? Well, you didn't say it verbally. It was more like you orchestrated it. Like you like stood up and you kind of like put out your arms and you motioned and we all just kind of knew immediately. We just fell into place. It was like ancient Roman times. You were like this emperor standing up high. You opened your arms and we all just stood there and then you jumped.
I rode my cousin also.
That was good.
And then I did something of a lawnmower. I woke up, my entire body was sore. Everything.
No, you were getting
every
in. You were
part
dancing.
Of my was... every part of my body hurt. And I said, "Listen, I'm not letting this party go down."
No,
because we had the hurricane.
Yeah.
Okay. And we already had enough, you know, to dampen the mood.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Nah. I'm putting this party on my back."
Yeah. We were all there. We all left work. We were all like, "This is gonna happen."
Do you get anxiety?
What's that?
Well, do you get drunk very often?
Not really.
Anxiety when you, I get anxiety often, but anxiety especially when you are the next day after drinking.
No, I mean, not any, no, no.
Fal gets horrible anxiety.
I'm sure.
Like, I don't know, like, what did I say? Did I say anything stupid?
Probably.
And then I start going around.
Finding
and
out.
And I'm like, hey, you know? And usually it's like me and a couple of my cousins will be texting each other like, yo, like, so-and-so won't talk to me. Like, did I say something bad? Like, what's going on? And then I'll find out, like, I pulled somebody across and gave someone advice. And I'm like, that's not me. That's yeah. not me giving the advice. That's Fal giving the advice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, grain of salt, that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, after the crowd surfing, it was a bit of a slippery slope.
But it's good because I think whenever Fal shows up, it's always like the party. Like, now the party's started. Now we're in. Now we're here. Now we're committed. Now I'm dancing. Now let's go.
It was the first time I felt pressure to bring him out.
Yeah, because everybody was kind of like, it was a lull.
He's got a reputation. Like, yeah. I was like being looked at, counted on.
People were waiting for it.
Anyway. Dear Albie and team, I planned an entire trip for one of my good friend's birthdays. Goodie bag, liquor, food, the works. She just had to show up. The day before the trip, she let us know she's sort of seeing someone, but they've never met in person, and she wanted to invite him. My issue to begin with was I don't know this guy, and he's going to be sleeping in the room next door. He shows up on the first night for dinner and he starts in on racist and homophobic remarks. I got up from the table and simply didn't return. I wasn't going toe-to-toe with ignorance. Apparently, this bothered the guy, and he brought it to my friend's attention. It's simple. I don't like you. I steer clear. I spoke when I was spoken to, and I was never rude to him, and I really didn't want to ruin the entire trip. Now we're all back home, and I'm wondering why I'm a good enough friend to plan her birthday trip, but not good enough to sit down and talk with about the issue. She talked behind my back to our other friends instead of coming to me during and after the trip. Should I let it go? Should I have asked to have the conversation? Sincerely, Smiles.
I mean, listen, Smiles. It depends. It's, you know, my father would always say, you know, show me who your friends are, and I'll show you who you are. If your girlfriend is still with this guy after his spewing all of that stuff, then you got to make another decision. Like, you know, if that's what he believes, it's okay. You did the right thing by walking away. And now you have to decide, like, you know what I mean? Is she still with him? Is she not with him? Does it matter? Who cares? If it matters to you, I don't know.
I think,
like, is she still with the guy? I think that matters.
Going on a trip for your first date is a
it's
lot.
It's a little
though.
Thirstina Hungalera on your friend's part. Like, she never even met this guy, and she's going to bring him around all her friends. Like,
all her friends on a trip. I've done a first date trip before.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Like, I've met somebody, and our first date is I'm coming over your house for the weekend.
Yeah.
But we met in person.
Right. Well, no. Not me.
No, me?
I was in an across-the-country situation. I was going out there.
Oh, nice.
So I went, and I felt like, you know, there's a little bit of anxiety that if that doesn't go that doesn't go well, you're stuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, you know, that doesn't, like, you know, if my friends were involved,
it's weird.
I don't know that I would be good with that.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to meet someone that I met on, like, the internet. I'm not going to bring them around my friends for the weekend, especially if I don't know them, or I don't know. It's a weird situation for your friend to do that. So, I mean, if you're going to talk to your friend about anything, I would be like, girl, like, what was up with that?
Well, on top of that, too, yeah, look, I think you should bring it up to your friend because yeah. that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, everything about it to me is a little weird.
Yeah.
Because
what he says has nothing to do with the fact that she invited him from the door.
Yeah. And you don't know this dude, and he's coming in and he's spewing all kinds
coming
of nonsense.
Coming in hot.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, I do think you bring it up to your friend.
Yeah.
And I do think you say something because, honestly.
But it has nothing to do with him.
No.
It has to do with the fact that was kind of crazy for her to do.
Well, I think it's got a lot to do with. I'll tell you why it's got to do with him. If he's doing these things that are making you uncomfortable.
But even if he was like a beautiful, nice guy, it's still weird for your friend to do that.
Well, right. And you're setting up the trip. But the thing that bothers me the most is how is she talking about you behind your back about it afterwards? I don't like that.
Yeah, because that means she really does like the guy. And maybe she's just looking for an excuse to get rid of you because maybe that's kind of what she believes too. at least for the moment while she's with him.
I mean,
not for nothing.
I think we go and
we need a chime or a follow up, a tweet, a retweet, a Twitter,
Chimes. All that.
We need her to come back and let us know. Is her friend still dating this guy?
That is a big one.
I need to know that.
You know, but
what's her name?
Smiles.
Come on, Smiles.
So Smiles writes into the show often.
Yeah, let us know.
We like Smiles. I've protected Smiles on this show.
Oh, really?
I have.
Nice.
I mean, Smiles gets it. Smiles at day one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice, Smiles. Yeah, Smiles. I think you can talk to your friend, but I think also kind of I would always look at my friend with a side eye after that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When we deserve to know what is going on in our friend's situation and when it impacts us. You know what else? We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when we're securing that bag.
Let's
today.
Go.
Okay.
Making it rain.
We are securing that bag. Okay.
Somebody
we
checks.
Love you all. Here we go.
Somebody check.
Here we go. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something we take every day. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use. You would actually love this stuff.
Yeah.
I look deeply into these things. I was in the biz for a little while.
Nice.
I'm also really big on these guys because they're very transparently sourced ingredients, but you know what that means? You avoid the creeps.
That's true.
The damn creeps.
The fillers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Ritual is the multivitamin reimagine. Ritual vitamins contain key nutrients and forms your body can actually use to help fill gaps in the diet. No shady extras. Ritual's delayed release capsule design delivers high quality nutrients, including vitamin D3 and 2 daily pills. Plus, you'll always know what nutrients you're taking and where they come from. Thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. Key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/DearAlby to start your ritual today.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's very important.
Let's go.
Look at Dear Alby, just all of the fresh direct.
We just
got vitamins. It's a complete lifestyle.
We stay improving your life. Yeah, that's all we do. Just listen to everything
that's
we say and use promo code.
You'll be fine.
That's it. You just stay home. We got 14 everything else covered.
Meals.
We're 14, fine.
That's it. Let's
We're
go.
We're fine. Okay? All this stuff in there.
That's it.
You know?
I believe. Yeah.
Come on.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, man. You know. Call her, Smiles, call her out. You know how I feel about you, Smiles.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is nice. It is nice to tap into the community.
And not for nothing, Smiles. It's okay to call her out in front of the other friends that she was talking about you with, too, because it could be, you know, are you talking for yourself or was the group feeling some kind of way that this guy came about and the fact that she invited him to come? Look, you know what I mean? Like, look at Thelma and Louise with Brad Pitt.
I'll tell you what, though.
Isn't that what happened?
There are moments. I don't know. I'm
Remember,
take your word
she
for
brought
it.
Him in and he robbed him. He took everything.
I don't know.
After he gave her an orgasm.
I think the bottom line is, when it comes to stuff like this, honestly, it's about. We also got to get away from. Hey, I planned this, so you got to act a certain way.
It's true.
That's true. All.
Yeah,
but
a gift is a gift.
Either way, speaking, Bono, you're a gift to us all. Community, you are a gift to me. I love everybody.
Albie, you're a gift to us as well.
Catch you guys later.
Ciao.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.